WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Lenny Kaye is Patti Smith's longtime guitarist. He played on her most influential records of the 70s and is featured on her new CD. Kaye is also a music critic, producer, and fan. Rock critic Billy Altman once wrote about him, "If they ever get around to giving out a Medal of Honor for rock and roll, it's a pretty safe bet that Lenny Kaye would be among the first few to receive one." Kaye's credentials as a producer date back to 1971, when he compiled an anthology called Nuggets that documented the garage bands of the late 60s. He later produced Suzanne Vega's first record. Kaye oversaw Elektra Records' retrospective reissue series. I spoke with him in 1990, after he produced an anthology celebrating Elektra's 40th anniversary. The CD featured performers who were currently recording for Elektra, playing songs from earlier Elektra records, with pretty unexpected and entertaining results. Here's an example, the Gypsy Kings playing the Eagles hit Hotel California.
Por el camino del desierto, el viento me despeina, su aroma de colita, no madona de la harina. Ella de lo lejos, una luz en tela, la idea de mezcal, te vi por en la noche, ella estaba a la entrada y la campana ya sonar, y me dijo ya mi mimo, esto puedo del cielo, ella se me una vela y nuestra de camino, soy vos el corriador y yo te dije diciendo. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
You have a long history with Elektra Records. What did the label mean to you when you were coming of age?
It really helped me understand the possibilities within rock music when I was kind of getting my feet wet as a young animal in New Jersey. It helped show me that you could have the depth and integrity of art within the exquisite trash of rock and roll. And groups like The Doors, the MC5, the Stooges were really central to the kinds of music that I would attempt to make when I attempted to make it.
One of the projects that you did for Elektra, and this dates back to 1971, was Nuggets, and this anthology was subtitled Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 1965 to 68. This was a collection of singles by groups who basically were known for one hit. What was your concept, the original concept?
The original concept, as given to me by Jack Holzman at the time, was I think he had just gotten one of the first cassette players, and he wanted to cut his record collection down, so his thought was to do an album composed of those cuts from albums that only had one good cut, so he could put them all on one album. And so he gave me the project, and I was kind of a self-styled rock revolutionary at the time, not listening to anybody and trying to make things as lunatic as possible. So I just kind of wrote down a list of 40 or 50 of my favorite songs at the time I was working at Village Oldies in New York. But they seemed to be all kind of local bands, something I've always appreciated and think is really the heartbeat of rock and roll. And kind of music that was not quite psychedelic. That's why I call it the first psychedelic era. It wasn't quite the progressive rock of the Grateful Dead or Quicksilver Messenger Service, but it was certainly not your three-minute pop melodies. And he just let me run with it. I'm forever grateful, and I'm also kind of amazed that the record has lived as long as it did, because it was just kind of an oldies album.
Do you have a favorite on here? I want to play something from the record.
I think Pushing Too Hard really captures the spirit that would, you know, a few years later turn into punk rock.
Too hard on me.
the attitude toward these records when you put it out? I think it was a period when a lot of pop was really being looked down on because there weren't, you know, long and often pretentious guitar solos going on. It didn't have the kind of artistic pretensions that rock had taken on by 1971 when you were producing Nuggets.
Well, I think, you know, it helped to write the balance. I'm a big fan of balance in music. I don't like when things are completely one way or the other. I think when that happens, you have to show another side because human beings are very complex individuals and have many different ways of listening to music. I think if music was all frivolous and fun at the time, maybe I would have put out a record that emphasized symphonic arrangements and, many musics clustered in one, art rock and all of the above. And I think in the early 70s, certainly a balance needed to be adjusted in terms of providing an alternative to a rock and roll that was not only very professional in many of its ways, but also very sterile and somewhat pompous. And I think Nuggets tried to kind of show that one of the reasons that rock and roll came was this outburst of energy that seemed almost anarchic in its conception.
Guitarist and record producer and songwriter Lenny Kaye is my guest. You used to work in a record store in the Village, in New York's Greenwich Village, called Village Oldies.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about record store culture. I've had a lot of friends over the years who work in record stores, and half the people, or more than half the people in record stores, are musicians or obsessive compulsive listeners to music, and a lot of the clientele is like that too, and it could be a pretty interesting place. It could also be a pretty depressing place.
It is interesting you bring this up, because I found when I worked at Village Oldies, and I am a record collector, and I realize sometimes that what you're essentially doing through your record collection is creating a social life for yourself that, A, you can control, and B, records can be your best friends.
You actually met Patti Smith at the record store, didn't you?
Yeah. She would come in. I'd be working on Saturday nights. And we came from somewhat the same area. She was from South Jersey, and I was from Central Jersey. And I spent a lot of summers outside Philly. And we both liked to listen to Jerry Blavitt, the Geeter with the Heater, the Boss with the Hot Sauce, broadcasting all you young teenagers. We had a lot of records in common. And so she would come in on Saturday nights, and I'd put them on. We'd do the Bristol Stomp. And, we'd hang out. And we were just kind of pals. From that, one night she asked me if I would come play guitar behind one of her poetry readings. She knew I was playing guitar. And I said, sure, and I went and did some abstract expressionism behind some of her poems. And from that little acorn, certainly a big oak tree grew.
Could you play guitar well at that time?
I was actually a little better bass player. I had a good sense of rhythm. I don't think I'd ever played a lead solo ever. It was kind of primitive, but in a sense that worked in my favor, because I had no preconceptions to apply to how to play behind her. What we did was kind of rhythmic and sound effecty, and out of that grew songs and certainly a different way of playing music than if I'd had like a lot of blues licks and immediately, whacked them behind her.
How did the poetry readings develop into you all becoming a rock band?
I think Patti was such a rhythmic reader and very accessible as a poet. And when I first started playing chords behind her, I almost found it easy to pick out, because she would almost sing her poems. She would chant them, and in that kind of way, the music had a chance to kind of grow organically. What we would do was she would do a poem, and we'd kind of get some kind of rhythmic chordal figure, and we'd just jam on it. And she would go into these flights, stream of consciousness, and pretty soon, over the course of a month or 2 months or 3 months of playing it, there'd be certain moves that we would continue to refer to, little accents, little parts that seemed to develop on their way to being choruses or verses. Especially a lot of the early songs on Horses really grew out of no arrangement or no sense of song structure at all. They were just kind of mood pieces that very... found themselves very naturally. We hardly had to write them. We just had to keep playing them until the songs themselves revealed them to us.
Guitarist and record producer Lenny Kaye recorded in 1990. He's featured on Patti Smith's new CD, Peace and Noise.